ಶ್ರೀ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ನಮಃ. ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಮದರ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲಲಿತಾ ಮಾತೃ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ರೇನ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ. ವಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ಲಲಿತಾ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮಂ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನಾಮಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೀಚ್ಡ್ ಎ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡಿಗಿಂಗ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಿ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ಯಂತ್ರಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತಂತ್ರಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಿ ನಾಮಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಿ ಯೋಗಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಿ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಮದರ್. ವಿ ಮೇಡ್ ಎನ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ದ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಅರ್ಗಳಾ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರಂ ವಿಚ್ acts as the bolt that will be unbolting the kundalini margam through the sushumna nadi in all of our backs. In the last episode we have discussed about the various verses of Argala Stotram up till the 8th one. Today we will discuss the next few stotrams or the next few verses of Argala Stotram. The 9th verse goes as Achintya Rupa Charite Sarva Shatru Vinasini Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. Achintya Rupa Charite, O Mother, your Rupam and your Charitam both are beyond Achintya, are beyond my imagination, my limited imagination. As a mere mortal, I would limit everything to what my limitations are, and therefore whatever you have done, however your rupam is, with those 10 pairs of hands and your great charitam, divya charitam of the Devi Puranam and various episodes of the Mother Divine significance, whether it is in Keno Upanishad, where Mother actually gives Gyanam to God of Kings Indra, or even in the Brahmanda Puranam, where Mother Divine Lalita's origin and her residence Manidvipam and other secrets are explained in detail. How would I, a mere mortal of shadow and dust, understand that great Divya Rupam and that great Divya Charitam of you? But whenever I make an attempt to understand that great Rupam and Divya Charitam of you, all my Sarva Shatru Vinasini, you are reducing all my external and internal enemies to dust. Identifying the external enemies is a relatively an easy thing. You know who is coming after you, who is, you know, who was your enemy. But the internal enemies, the antar shatrus, are the ones that are very, very difficult to control, and they are the kama krodha lobha moha mada matsaryas. And these are all the strangers lurking inside us, trying to get an opportunity to strike us every moment. So one who chants this 9th verse will get rid of all the shatrus, external and internal to him or her. And by removing those internal and external enemies, the mother turns us into an ajata shatru, one who does not have enemies. And therefore, wherever he or she goes, they will not only carry and become a beacon of bliss, but they have no other thought other than focusing all their energy, thought and time on that Divya Mangala Murti of Mother Divine. The 10th verse goes as Natebhya Sarvada Bhaktya Chindike Durita Pahe Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. Natebhya Sarvada Bhaktya Chindike Durita Pahe. O Mother, you are constantly moving and dancing, Lasya Priya. You know, you are that dancer and the divine dancer who is constantly Sarvada Natebhya. You are moving and dancing in a rhythmic dance. Sarvada Bhaktya Chandike, and one who is reminded of you with the devotion, O Chandike, the one who actually causes the destruction of the evil. Duritapahe, whatever obstacles, hurdles, dangers are coming one's way, they will be eliminated and reduced to dust. And one who chants this verse 10th line, they will be blessed with all the pleasant things in life, and whatever obstacles and hurdles and dangers are coming in the disguise of opportunities, they will be kept at bay, and Mother will shield her devotee whoever continues to chant these specific words or these specific lines from the verse 10. Then talking about the 11th verse, Stodabhyo Bhaktipurvam Tvam Chandike Vyadinashini Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. O Mother, whoever is making an attempt to chant your Namam with Bhakti, okay, there all Vyadis will be reduced. Now there's a difference between Vyadi and Rogam. Vyadi is something that Manovyadi, Hrudrogam means heart disease. Manovyadi means if there is any deficiency, not vitamin B, D and those kind of deficiencies. If one does not have the thought of being content with what he has or she has, then they will continue to have this vacuum in their life. No matter what they have, they'll continue to always scrape on what they don't have, and they never count their blessings. Rather, they keep complaining about things that they don't have. And therefore, one who actually Bhakti Purvam Tvam Chandike, whoever chants and thinks of that mother with the bhakti, who's in devotion, his or her vyadi or the discontent will be reduced, therefore increasing the quotient of content, and that one individual will be very, very happy no matter what he or she has or has not. And this is the secret meaning of this Namam or this verse, the 11th one. The 12th one goes as Chandike Satatam Yudde Jayanti Papanashni Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. This is a very significant one that is we witnessed in all of us, but we never really notice it cognizantly. Chandike Satatam Yudde Jayanti Papanashini. Mother is flowing in us as the blood, and she is fighting with all the germs, bacteria, virus, the evil forces that are entering our body and trying to poison our blood. And one who actually chants this line, Chandike Satatam Yudde Jayanti Papanashini, he or she will be blessed with eternal victory, wherein Mother gives him or her good health by reducing the papas, and also turns his or her health victorious, winning over the infectious diseases and the innumerable bacteria and virus that are attacking us all the time. And she acts as a firewall for the body, protecting us from all these microbes that are not even visible to our eye but are constantly attacking us. And Mother, in the form of flowing blood, is protecting us in the form of immunity, and therefore Yudde Jayanti, she is winning in that battle. And one who actually chants this line will get the true wealth, health. The next verse, the 13th verse, goes as Dehi Saubhagyam Arogyam Dehi Me Paramam Sukam Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. This is the continuation of the 12th one, where we are saying, O Mother Dehi, please Bless me with saubhagyam, the best treasure, arogyam. Arogyam, dehi saubhagyam arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham. One who has the best health, he or she has the best bliss and truest pleasure. Rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi dvijo jahi. O mother, whoever chants this line, you know, please bless him or her with the truest wealth, health, and therefore one who has health will be able to think properly, act properly, and make decisions properly. Therefore, the paramasaubhagyam is arogyam, which will lead to the paramasukham. Therefore, dehi saubhagyam arogyam, once you bless me with good health, you will also bless me with true peaceful wealth, which is dehi me paramam sukham. The 14th line or verse goes as, videhi dushatam nasham videhi balamuchakaihi rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi dusho jahi. Videhi dushatam nasham. O mother, whatever poisons, whether it's thought, talk, and or other things that are attached to this body, please reduce them. Nasham, videhi dvishatam nasham. Hatred in any form that I have for anyone, anything, any thought from the past, please destroy them. Videhi dvishatam nasham, videhi balamuchakai. By destroying that hatred, the distractions, the nishiddha karmas that oftentimes many of us in the Kali Yugam are motivated to do, you are giving me, you know, the strength to fight the nishiddha karmas, and therefore every time I win against those nishiddha karmas, I become more powerful with your blessing. And when I become more powerful, I am able to contain my state of meditation and meditativeness on your divine form, and therefore I am becoming more and more powerful by getting closer to you and by thinking on your form and constantly thinking about your rupam and charitam. And that, oh my dear mother, blesses me with rupam dehi jayam dehi. Rupam dehi, rupam does not necessarily mean the external beauty, but that aura, the divine aura in a person that, you know, one spots, that rupam. Jayam dehi, jayam means whenever this devotee goes, that place will be surrounded by a very peaceful bliss and harmony. Yasho dehi dvisho jahi, and as one is blessed with that rupam and jayam, you will also give him or her yashasu, means fame, dvisho jahi. And O mother, you will spread the fame in all the worlds to do with your presence, which are beyond the mother earth alone. Do take care. In the next episode, we'll come back with the next verses. Spread the bliss around and stay blessed. Srimatre Namaha.